It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. We're going to be studying the first three verses, verse 1, 2, and 3, and really verse 2 and 3 today. So please, that you'd open your Bibles, and while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd love to invite you to come. Now, if you have your Bibles open and prepared to read along, and I hope that you are this morning as we study this precious word, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Let's go with the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I ask you that you would please guide and lead us, and that you would just head us in the perfect direction that you want us to be in, that we listen so carefully today, that you know the way and the will of the Lord Jesus, that we would know the way and the will of the Lord Jesus, that you would please just guide us so clearly, Lord, that we listen so carefully to your precious word and be obedient to do what we hear. Please, that we apply it to our hearts and apply it to our lives. Our lives will never be the same after we've met you and walked with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look to the Word of God and as we enjoy it, it's wonderful to study the precious Word and look to different verses of Scripture. And here we have, as I read all three verses, but first of all is the verse, beware of dogs, in verse 2, and beware of evil workers. And we've spent a couple weeks on that, and we're going to move on through that today. But I would like for you to see some verses of Scripture here. The evil workers, the beware of dogs, and as you know that the Jews called the Gentiles dogs, the problem is that as we find and have folks that preach something less than the truth, they have established it in their doctrine, their church doctrine, and that's what they teach the people that come to that church. And we need to be so careful that we proclaim the Word of God, the truth. We search it every day, let it apply to our hearts. It's the living Word. We must be so careful that we do not begin to add rules and regulations that seem to apply to us, but they are not true to the Word of God. We must stick with the Word of God, stay with the Word of God, that it can apply to our hearts and change our lives. It's the living Word. It is the Word of God. So please, that you would listen so carefully to that and do not be taken in by some of these the rules and changes. The problem is that most of the time people are not aware that it is contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God is very clear on the teaching, and so we must study the Word of God so that we can know that, and that's the reason that we have this program, and that's the reason for the words, that to come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. First of all, you must meet Jesus at the cross of Calvary. You're a sinner, you're lost in your sin, and you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. Now, will you please come to the Lord Jesus today and begin this glorious and wonderful walk? The only way that you can have a peace in your heart, a joy in your heart, is to live with the Lord Jesus, to have Him in your life, in your heart, to know Him. And you know, a lot of times, and I'm sure you do, you know about Jesus. You know that when He lived, you know that He died on the cross, you know that He was buried, maybe you know that He rose from the grave, He came out of that grave alive. You know all those things. But you don't know Jesus. You've never come to know Him personally. And it's important that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and you be saved. So please, that you would come to Jesus today. Trust in the Lord Jesus today. Your sins need to be taken away from you. They need to be forgiven and wiped clean. And the only way that can happen is if you'll come to Jesus today. So please, today is the day of salvation. Come to the Lord Jesus and begin this walk. many at the time when Paul was preaching, from all through the time, Paul preached the Word of God. He told people that you need to be saved by faith, come by faith to Jesus and faith alone. Well, what was happening, as is happening today, people establish churches and congregations and religions, and they come up with their own ideas and their own principles, and many times they leave and forsake the Word of God. Paul had the same problem here. He was warning the people in the church of Philippi, even though Paul was in Rome in prison, he was warning the church in Philippi to be so careful of some certain folks. And you know, as Paul himself, and we'll get into that in the 4th, 5th, and 6th verse, he was a Jew, one of the best, as far as the accomplishments that he had and everything, as far as a Jew was concerned. But he found that to not be enough. He found that not to be right. And why he found and how he established that was not right was the day he met Jesus. He knew about Jesus, but because of his religion, because of what he had been taught, he was persecuting the church. He was going after the Christians. He was going to many times put them to death. He held the garment of Stephen's robe when they stoned him to death because he preached the Lord Jesus. He preached Christ crucified and rose again, and you must come by faith to Jesus and be saved. That's what Stephen preached. Paul stood there before he was saved in such a strong religious manner, stood there and held the coat of this man as he was stoned to death for proclaiming the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Well, what happened to Paul was Paul got saved. Paul became introduced to Jesus. Now Paul knows him personally. When Paul was saved, the Holy Spirit came to live within his heart, and now he has the great teacher to teach him the ways of God. And one way is to be saved, and the Holy Spirit comes within you. Then we must go to the Word of God, the living Word, and search it that we may be led by the Holy Spirit closer to the Lord Jesus. And when we know the Lord Jesus, it says in His Word that then we know the Father, God the Father. So please don't say that God has done this and God's done that, because you don't know that at all. If you don't know Jesus, you cannot know the Father without knowing the Son. And the only way you can meet the Son is at the cross. At the cross of Calvary, where He offered His life, sacrificed His life for yours. He gave it all for you. Oh, we praise God for that, the great love that He has shown for us. But please, that you come to Jesus and you trust in the Lord Jesus. And then we come up with this problem that Paul was running into. And that was that many of the Jews, or even the Gentiles that were converted over to the side of the Jews, because they thought that was right. You know, we have the Ethiopian eunuch is an example of that. He was going to Jerusalem to worship. That was you joined that church, so to speak, and you believed what they taught. And so what was happening here, because they were taught in their works as a Jew, they were taught that you must be circumcised. And they were taught, much of it was not necessarily the Word of God any longer, circumcision was. But many of the things had become just something to do. It was tradition, not the Word of God. So what was happening here, there were Jews that were coming, and they were beginning to add things to being saved by grace. You can be saved by grace. Come by faith to Jesus and you're saved. Then you must do this work or this work. That's what was happening to the church of Philippi, and Paul is warning these people of that. And these beware of evil workers. These workers were coming in, were taking control, and they were saying that you, in order to have the full power of God, in order to be filled with the power and the presence of God, you must be circumcised. Today we have many examples of that. We have churches that you, in order to be truly saved and truly have the power of God, you have to be baptized. If you're not baptized, you are not saved in many churches. Now that's not what the Word of God tells us. That's not what the Word of God teaches. What you're doing then is you're saying you're saved by grace, the power and the presence of God through faith. But then I need to do this for my works to finish that. And that's not true. That's not what the Word of God tells us. This is what these evil teachers, these false teachers, and you say, well, Larry, that's not a big deal. The church I go to, they believe baptism saves, but I don't. It is a big deal because you're changing the Word of God. We must understand that we have nothing good to offer, nothing. And so we need to walk after the Lord Jesus and be close to the Lord Jesus. I have some verses of Scripture here that I would like for you to listen to. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. It tells us, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, what would you call baptism? Or if we would want to add many other things, you could add in the fact of many churches teach that you must speak in tongues in order to, not so much for salvation, I don't believe it's taught, but it is taught for the power of God. If you're really filled with the power of God, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues. Contrary, that is wrong, that is not true to the Word of God. That's what that group teaches. That's what that group teaches with baptism. That's what that group teaches with the tongues or healing. And you can add many other things that are a part of that list. Anything that we add to it, you know, whether again it'd be the tongues or the healing or the baptism itself, possibly church membership. Anything that they have added beyond the free gift of salvation by Jesus is wrong. They have misled the people, and Paul is dealing with them right here in Philippians. He's dealing with these folks trying to explain to them, beware of these evil, beware of dogs, beware of these evil workers. These people that are coming in that are beginning to tell you. And you know, the sad thing is that many people believe it. And the reason they believe it is because it's kind of a natural thing for us to want to do something. And oh, it is so important. And you hear me that it's important to work, but not work as a requirement for our salvation. Not that we have to have some of these things to have the full power of God. That's not taught in the Word of God. There's only one way to have the full power of God, and that's to be holy. To be holy and to be separated into the power and the presence, by the power and the presence of the Word of God. And to be holy. And there's only one way that you're going to be that way. That is, first of all, to meet Jesus at the cross, where He offered His life for yours. You can meet Jesus there, and from that time on, you'll begin to walk and have this personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, a wonderful relationship. It's a glorious day that we can visit with the Lord Jesus, walk with the Lord Jesus day after day, and get to know Him. Oh, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus. I don't just know about Jesus. I know Jesus because He is my Savior. He is my God, and He is my friend, because Jesus died for me, took all my sins away, And I love getting to know the Lord Jesus. I love walking with the Lord Jesus. But there are constantly people that are coming in, folks that are coming in, churches that are coming in, that teach and preach something contrary to the Word of God. They've tried to add things to it. And we have many in this area that have accomplished that. And those churches have many people that have been taught that they must do some means of work for their salvation. They have to be baptized or they won't be saved. They have to speak in tongues or they won't have the power of the Holy Spirit. All those things are places and things that the people have established that bring glory to man and not glory to God. Now, I've got another verse of Scripture here that I would like for you to follow along as I read it, and that's in Titus. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 7. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Oh, the beautiful words there. Not by works of righteousness. We've been deceived. Many folks have been deceived and are being deceived this very day by what their church has established as a doctrine, says it's a biblical doctrine, but in truth is nothing different than a tradition that they've established. Some traditions there's nothing wrong with, as long as they're not contrary to the Word of God. But when a tradition in a church becomes more important than the Word of God, and that's what these examples, and Paul was very concerned about that because he knew it was coming. He knew it was underway, that folks were in the process of trying to undermine what God, the great work that God had done in Jesus Christ. And that's what you're doing. You're eroding away the great work of God. You're eroding away the great love of God when you begin to add something that you yourself have to do for that free gift of salvation. Or when you begin to add examples of things, if you, again, the one that you hear the most about is the speaking in tongues, and you have to speak in tongues if you're filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're holy. You're separated. Now, I ask you that you walk after the Lord Jesus, and you search His Word, and you confirm in that Word that where you're going to church is the place that God wants you to be. Do not compromise, and don't be just satisfied because of some other activities or something that's going on in that church. You stand upon the Word of God, you're going to stand separated, you need to stand holy. And we don't like to do that. We like to kind of get along with everybody, and we don't like to cause any waves, and the greater numbers, the better, and that's not true at all. Holiness. Holiness under God's way. Holiness in God's standards is the only thing that's important. You meet Jesus at the cross, and you begin this walk because you personally know Jesus. And Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will teach us and show us the way of God, the way of holiness. And I ask that you walk very carefully in that direction. Now, it continues here with the very last item in verse 2, beware of concision. And that is, as I said at the close last week, that stands for a mere mutilation. And what he's saying is that's what circumcision, for the Jews to come into the church of Philippi and require someone to be circumcised. And if you're not circumcised, you can't be saved. And that's what they were saying. And Paul is saying that's a lie. That's contrary to the Word of God. And if you think that And that's the way we're supposed to do today. We're supposed to just get along with everybody, and that's just your little way of looking at it. We need to proclaim the truth, the Word of God, and we need to stand on that truth. And again, we need to stand separated, and we need to stand as close to the Lord Jesus as we can. And if that means to stand by yourself alone, then that's what it means. But there's nowhere in the Word of God we're told to compromise, to be along and stand with others that are contrary to the Word of God. And if you believe in things concerning, here it's circumcision, in your church it may be baptism, there's many things, many, many requirements that man has added to the Word of God, and it's very sad today that we find ourselves that we're following those rules and regulations, and in most of those places, most of those clubs, they call themselves churches, but all they are a club. And if you go there, and if you've compromised the truth, then you have shut off the power of God. The power of God is gone. And if you'll notice, you probably don't hear much about Jesus saves. And you don't see somebody coming down the aisle and have just come by faith to Jesus and been saved and their sins forgiven and they're so excited because they've got a new life in Jesus Christ. You probably don't hear the preacher proclaim that Jesus saves and you must repent of your sin and turn from your wicked ways. You probably don't hear the preacher preach against sin. You probably hear your preacher preach against towards compromise, towards union, towards one. Well, as long as that oneness does not include compromise, as long as that oneness includes one direction you're going in, that is to be holy. The Word tells us to be holy, to be Christ-like, not like anybody else. And please that you search the Word of God, because that's the only place you're going to find the truth. That's the reason there's a multitude of people that's deceived today, because they don't know the Word of God. The purpose of this program is that you pick that Bible up and get to studying. The purpose of this program is not to fill the church that I have. The purpose of this program is surely not to fill my pockets with money. The purpose of this program is to find folks that are lost, that can hear this Word and know because of the words of this program that Jesus saves, because we're proclaiming the Word of God. And the purpose of this program as well is that then once you're saved, once you've come by faith to Jesus, then you'll realize that there's a responsibility there, and that responsibility would begin by you picking up that Word, your precious Word. Get you a good King James Bible and pick up that Word and study that Word. Don't get you just a New Testament. I want the whole Bible. I want the Old and New Testament together, King James, and begin to read that Bible. Begin to let the Holy Spirit that's in you, after you've come to Jesus, begin to teach you His ways. And that is when, and only when, you'll find the truth. You know, that verse of Scripture that's somewhat been abused by a television show years ago, "The truth will set you free." Well, it was kind of abused in the light that it was in there, but my friend, there's nothing closer to the truth than that statement. The truth, the Word of God, will set you free. Free from the bondage that you have, of whatever's holding you and tying you up and stealing that peace and joy away from you. The Word of God will set you free. Now, I want you to come to Jesus, and I want you to look unto the Lord Jesus, and I want you to be holy. And I need you to get into the Word of God. This 30 minutes once a week is not going to make it. And if you go to church a couple times a week on top of that, it's not going to make it. You need to spend time in the Word of God. Beware of concision. That cutting away, and Paul says that's nothing different than just mutilation of the body. There's nothing there that is holy. There's nothing there that's God commanded at this time, because now you come by faith to Jesus. There's nothing connecting with the works. Now I'd like to show you Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, and we're from the 12th through the 18th verse. Galatians chapter 6 says, "As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy unto Israel, the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." In verse 15 again, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but the new creature saved." Being saved, you must come to Jesus and please get rid of these traditions and things that man has done. I want your church to be on fire for the Lord Jesus. I want your church to come and begin to watch people come down that aisle and be saved. I want people to recognize that there is one way and only one way to be saved, and only one work that is worthy of our salvation. And that work is the work of Jesus Christ. That is the only work that is worthy of salvation, and that's it. There is no other work that can take care of our sin. Now, you know, as we look to the Word of God and we read these verses of Scripture, I ask you that you look unto the Lord Jesus. It's so important that you see that there are dogs out there. There are evil workers out there. And he tells us to beware of concision. Beware of those that are making requirements, because there's nothing to it. And the sad thing is that those that are making those requirements are always, every time, they are taking away from the cross of Calvary. Maybe they speak of the cross of Calvary, but by adding to, they are always taking away. They are saying that what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary wasn't enough and we need to help. What Jesus did on the cross of Calvary was not enough and we need to help. That's what people are saying. Now, I'm sorry, there is nothing in me that would be accountable, that would be helpful, that would fill any part of that void that is caused by sin, nor is there anything in me that can take one of my little sins, tiny, and we class sin, doesn't matter. But you know, we think that we're something. And that's what happened to these people here. Of course, you know, pride enters in. And as Paul here was speaking to these people and working with these people, trying to get them to understand that there's only one way, and that's Jesus. And again, it seemed like maybe a small thing to you, and it probably seemed like a little thing to some of the folks at Philippi, that this just one little item of circumcision, it's probably healthy for you anyway to be circumcised, so what's the big deal? The big deal is that you're taking away from the cross of Calvary. The big deal is you're changing the Word of God. And so once you've changed the Word of God, everything's gone. I believe the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God. I know Jesus. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to study His Word. Please. What are you going to do about Jesus?